This is Barry Wirtz with ScreenGeeks.com. I have the pleasure of sitting down with a non-visitor. Thank you so much for sitting with me this morning.
It's fun to be here. Thank you.
You did a cabaret show at a science fiction convention. How was that? What was that like?
How weird is that? I know. It's certainly something different. It's certainly nothing I ever thought I would be doing. But I'm an entertainer. You know, what are you going to do? If they want to come and sit, I will share what I am and have with them.
This is Dave. I'm jumping in too. Did you get a great reaction from the crowd as well?
I did. You know, there's a wonderful Stephen Sondheim song called I'm Still Here.
Yeah.
And with huge apologies to Stephen, I rewrote the lyrics as Kira Norris. And I think they had as much fun with that as I did.
That's terrific. It's great that we get to see such so many different sides of you at this convention. Just to jump around a bit, of the many shows that you've been on over the years, were there any that you had a guest spot and you just thought, you know, I wish I could have just camped out and become a regular in this particular show? Have you ever had that experience?
Yes, actually. Battlestar Galactica, yep. I would have set up 10. I was really impressed with that show. And let's see. You know, another one was, and this was quite a few years ago, if you remember, a show called Night Court.
Yes.
I loved being on that show. That was a grand time.
Was it insane, like, off camera as it was on?
You know, when this is to be honest, a lot of the people had been there and become, you know, stars, and they weren't too much fun, to tell you the truth. And that was one place where I said, you know what? If I ever have a show and I'm a guest star, I'm going to be a lot more careful of how I treat people. So that was kind of a learning experience, but the creative experience, I mean, those people were great. They were absolutely great.
Was there a moment when you were on Deep Space Nine and you realized that this was the moment that my whole life is going to change?
You know, it was interesting. When we did our first press appearance and we were on the set and we filed out, and all of a sudden it seemed like a million flashbulbs going off, cameras going off and filming, and it was almost oppressive, the attention. And I went, oh my God, I've never felt this before. This may be different.
What's the most bizarre question you've ever gotten from a fan at one of these conventions?
I've gotten the most bizarre request. That's what I remember. I was asked to sign a 6-month-old baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you do it, or?
I'm so ashamed to say that, yes, I did. I signed that baby.
Was it removable ink? Or?
Well, it wasn't on the body, thank God, but it was, you know, on the diaper, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
To switch gears again, what was it like working with Twiggy and my one and only?
She is a lovely lady, really wonderful, and she had such a magical quality on stage. And, you know, I grew up with, you know, just idolizing her. So I could not believe I was understudying her. It was quite an experience. Although she was shy and didn't want me watching when they were rehearsing, so that caused some problems. I had to, you know, do the equivalent of cramming for exams,
yeah,
to be able to go on and do the show.
Did you have an opportunity to step up to the spotlight? Or
I did quite a few times. And it was any fantasy that you have of Broadway, that was it. It couldn't have been more amazing, really.
Dustin Hoffman, a lot of actors have said that the theater is what absolutely revitalizes them. Do you feel that way?
Theater is church for actors. It really is. It's treated that way. When I was doing Chicago on Broadway, the stage door person, Rose, did for me what is done for everybody leaving a show. Once everyone left the theater, she had the ghost light, you know, the light that you see in the old movies,
yeah,
on the stage, and that was the only light. And she left me on stage, and she locked up the theater and let me say goodbye. And it's really an important exchange. It really is an important place. And if you're lucky, God shows up during a performance and you have an amazing exchange with an audience.
Do you feel more more at home on stage or on film?
Once I'm doing what I do, I'm at home.
Yeah,
it's just getting there, you know. And with TV, it just takes a lot longer to get there. There's a lot of waiting around.
Especially with sci-fi, I'd imagine.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. The times, you know, there were some amazing experiences. I remember when Odo kind of vaporized himself, and it was a scene of Kira and Odo making love in, you know, the only way you can make love to someone who liquefies. And, you know, it was just me, and the camera was going around and around, and it was maybe slightly disturbing to the crew. It was very bizarre.
Well, to switch gears one more time, you've just recently been cast in the new Friday the 13th movie, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're playing Pamela Voorhees, the mother of Jason.
Yes, I am.
That is amazing.
I'll be in it just long enough to get decapitated, get my fingers cut off, and, you know, have him cradling my head.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How do you prepare for a role like that? Or is there any way to prepare for something
like that? The preparation is having plastic poured on your head and getting the mold made, which is not an experience that I would recommend. You know, it's certainly not a spa treatment. It's, especially for a claustrophobic, it is no fun. So that's really the preparation, I would say. And being kind of insane, that's not a stretch for me. That part is not hard.
Do you like working with makeup or not so much?
Not so much, yeah. Because again, it's more time away from me getting to the part that I love.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking.
I actually have one more question.
Oh, go right. Yeah.
So we've got soap operas, we've got horror, we've got sci-fi, we've got drama, we've got musicals. Is there a genre that left that you want to work in, or are you kind of just having a blast?
I am having a blast. I have to say that someday, radio, I don't know why.
Conquer it all.
But it appeals to me. That really appeals to me.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.